I declare myself pickled pink about.
Yo, Jay, what's up, man? It's Giggles.
Steven Giggles, it's not trash.
I think you just became my personal hero.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Ah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Shut up, shut!
Well, I'm going to hell.
I got my hair out. I got my muscles out. Giggles going all out.
How those levels? How those levels? How those levels? Pump them up, pump them up, pump them up. Yo, yo, yo.
Wow.
How do I sound?
Too hot?
Don't
too hot?
Call me.
How
surely.
Do I look?
Don't call me Shirley.
What's the temperature in here?
Temperature's
it is balls hot. Here. It is balls hot, and we are balls deep into
hot.
A radio show.
Everyone is sounding looking good? And sounding really good.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I guess the biggest news happened right now.
Yeah, about 17 minutes ago.
Leslie Nielsen.
Oh my gosh. I remember him, one of the first comedians I ever watched.
Sure. I mean, is there anyone more?
Can you turn your phone off? At least turn it to silent. It's vibrating. Yeah. It's
everybody's cool. Everybody's cool.
Relax.
Everybody's got to talk to me. Don't worry
just
about
relax.
It.
Let them. Hey, if they want to talk to you, have them call into the show.
Yeah, totally. Okay? I think, but Leslie Nielsen is probably one of the godfathers of that early, like, really dry humor.
Mm-hmm. You think he took off of Mel Brooks and that kind of stuff?
Totally. Yeah.
Oh, it's like slapstick. It's good stuff.
It's slapstick, but it's also that, like, very dry humor. Like, surely you can't be serious. Don't call me Shirley.
Right,
you know,
right.
Like some good stuff right there.
Totally, totally. We got a little bit of a. We'll play this for you.
All right, you got a little something. Oh, this is what I was told last week after the show. We don't say the number enough, and we don't. Let me say it too fast. So say it right now. So call in 646-915-9228.
That number again is 646-915-9228.
I like that. Let's keep that up. I'll say it. You say it. So we will have two times saying it. People don't get upset and pissed.
The guy's good. The guy was good.
The guy was
let's
good.
Have a little bit of Mona. Let's have a Mona
of silence.
Moment of silence.
No, a Mona of silence.
A Mona of silence.
Yes, let's give it up for him.
All right, I think we should come.
How long is a moment of silence?
You're really supposed to have like 30 seconds. Do you remember? I remember in school, I went to public school, and we were supposed, there was this whole big change out that you were supposed to have a moment of silence. And it was really, it was supposed to be like a moment for anybody who wanted to pray or just have a moment of silence. But it only lasted a year. You know, you ever have those things that happen in school where like, all right, listen, we're going to do this.
Explain.
Went to a public school. And, you know, they, you know, the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, people were trying to take God out of the Pledge of Allegiance, stuff like that. And I just remember one year at my high school that they were like, all right, well, you know what? We're not going to do the Pledge of Allegiance. Or we're not going to do something like that. We're going to have a moment of silence that everybody can just reflect at the beginning of the morning. And I nearly passed out. I was so tired. I mean, you go to school at like 7 o'clock in the morning. Damn
it. What time did you wake up for high school? High school is the earliest one.
6:45, 6:50 at the latest.
You know what I heard the other day? That guess how long 12 to 18 year old kids should sleep?
10 hours.
10 hours it is.
Oh geez,
what are you doing over there?
I'm trying to get comfortable. It's kind of hard. Hold on.
And keep babies. Guess how long babies should sleep for?
12 hours?
16 hours.
16 hours.
Guess how old I'll, I think it's 60 and up should
I'm
sleep
back,
for.
Four.
Six?
6 hours
they should sleep
really?
For.
Really?
Guess amazing. How long koalas sleep for.
22 hours.
22 hours. You're
really
good at this stuff.
Really? I swear. I am not looking at Dave's notes.
No, you're
right
not.
There.
You're not. Well, this is something I heard the other day, so I was really fascinated by it. But
yeah.
I remember I used to get up at 5:30 in the morning for high school.
Oh, that's so
and
terrible.
I used to have a girl who actually I saw at the high school
the
reunion the other
yeah.
day, who would drive me in all the time, and I was always sleeping when she
really?
Came over.
You know,
always sleeping.
One of my favorite memories of high school, we're just going to cut to the chase, was
sure.
this girl. Her name was Molly. I'm not going to say her last name. I know it, but
is
I'm not going
to. Is your crush?
Well, she was a little bit like older than me, but in geometry, she used to sit in front of me. And she like she would fall asleep all the time in class because it's geometry, you know.
She get the thing on her head when she woke
she
up.
She didn't
a little
get
the red mark on her.
No,
head,
no. But she
drool
would,
coming out.
She would bend down and she'd be on her desk.
Oh,
and she'd have
the far bend,
the best thongs ever. And
even
I'm like,
back then,
even back then,
I don't
like,
remember girls wearing thongs.
Oh my gosh,
back
this was like
90,
97, 96.
And what just, grade were you in? Like probably
I was
like
freshman.
Freshman.
And
oh
like
God,
right, you know, just you know. Large and in charge.
Totally. I don't remember girls wearing thongs back in like the 90s.
I don't think you liked girls back in the 90s.
I did. I mean, hello. girls, badass. But I mean, I would always, you know, those far bent over girls or like, you know, coming up to a girl sitting down and you're standing up and you look over her shoulder and you get a little peek down her shirt.
Yep.
All good times.
Did you,
know? You
ever get a? Did you ever get busted looking up a girl's skirt?
Up a girl's skirt?
Not up a girl's skirt.
Up a girl's skirt?
No.
How do you manage that one? Are you laying down on the, in the halls?
No. Like in a girl's skirt. Like when she's sitting down and she's wearing the skirt.
Oh, totally.
And like, yeah.
Everyone's been caught that.
Oh,
I think everyone's been caught at least once in their life checking out a girl's tits, checking out a girl's ass, whatever it's going to be.
It happens
It happens probably once a day, like walking down the road. You know,
it's only natural.
Surrounded by 8 million people, 4 million girls probably. Probably 2 million of them are hot.
Oh, I'd say probably 1.4.
Well, whatever you got to adjust your numbers to. But there's a lot of hot girls out there.
There are a lot. I mean, you know what? I think it's kind of one of those
sure.
one of those great things to do. You know, if you're bored, it's great to just sit in a crowded place and look for
people
hot
watching.
Chicks.
People watching.
Yeah, people
watching
good.
Is the best.
It's free.
It's free. You get like really weird dudes. You get really weird chicks, and then you get really hot chicks.
Yeah, totally.
I don't like you sitting over there. Can we move you a little bit?
I kind of like. Well,
I gotta bend my head a little bit.
Why don't
bit.
You turn your chair a little bit?
But yeah, because I also have to keep track
look
of
the
phone.
Look
at the phone.
So how am I gonna?
646-915-9228.
Okay, yeah, I'll switch a little bit. All right, we're trying a new arrangement. Hey, I don't know if you noticed this, Dave, but we
give it a second. Hold on.
What?
Call you on the air.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's happening, buddy?
Hey.
Is this Rob?
Skirt.
What is that?
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you. Turn up your computer
busted.
A little bit. Say that again?
Is my computer?
No, you're
I
cool.
I got busted in a girl's skirt.
How did you get busted in a girl's skirt?
I had it on, and they came in, and they caught me.
Where were you when she busted you?
Not she, it was a he.
Oh, where were you when he busted you? Was this your mom's skirt?
No, it was in the girls' locker room.
Yeah.
Got in there and put on their shirts.
So did you call to brag to us that you were in a girls' locker room? Is that what this is about?
I wouldn't say it's bragging, you know.
All right, so let's run down this whole thing. How were you in the girls' locker room?
I just snuck in there one day.
Okay, so you snuck in the girls' locker room, and then you just found a skirt, right, and you put it on.
I wouldn't say found. I actually opened up the locker and went through this girl's stuff, found her skirt, and put it on.
All right, and then who caught you?
One of the teachers.
Oh, man. What was your repercussion on that one?
I got expelled.
Got expelled. Yeah, that'll get
that
you
was
expelled.
Like the third time that happened.
So
yeah,
you
was like the third time that something like that happened. I mean, I'm a tranny.
All right. Yeah. Well, they'll make you a bad person.
No, definitely not. No, I'm pretty damn proud. I mean, I called to, you know, talk about it with you guys.
Sure.
I mean, I'm not.
Yeah.
So are you like a weekend warrior tranny? Do you go out on the weekends and dress up, or is this a normal occurrence for you?
I mean, basically, anytime you turn your back, I'm going to put on your clothing if you're a female.
All right. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. More power to you. I like it.
No, I mean, it's a good thing. You should try it.
Well, Giggles has tried it. He's worn woman's underwear, mm-hmm. and he loved it.
And when I was like three, my sisters, they decided put me in a dress and put makeup on me. And my mom got so pissed. She's like, "What are you doing? Get that off of him!" But I just remember it being this like blue silky. What is it?
Uh huh.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think Dave just spit up on himself.
No, I'm trying to get my hair out of my eyes. I need a hair tie.
Your hair is so... let me tell you, Rob. This is Rob, right?
I just hung up on him. It's cool. Yeah. Okay. But thanks for calling, Rob. Keep listening. Call back.
We got another caller.
What?
I got the switchboard, too. I can see both of them.
Then you...
Okay, can I say it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I told you not to do that. What are you doing over there?
Oh, wait, no. Oh, we're 760.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, okay. Turn that up. Turn it up before you get really confused. Do that. You're gonna screw us all up.
So I guess the topic right now, if you want to call in, we're just talking about strange things that you've done,
seen
of the
whatever
opposite
you
sex.
Whatever we got. Whatever
if you've got a story about a girlfriend, a boyfriend that's a little bit embarrassing, and you're no longer with that girlfriend or boyfriend, give us a call. Tell us about it.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
it's
if
cool.
You need some love advice,
did
I
you ever
it.
Get caught? Did you ever get caught? You know, with a girl. I'm not talking about like roommates or anything. By a girl you were with.
Somebody walked in once,
but not a girl.
Well, I was with a girl.
You were with the girl,
and a girl walked in. I think because they were staying at my house.
Yeah,
and she's like, "Oh, okay," and like you know, shut the door.
But not a girlfriend at the time.
No.
I remember I got into a conversation once with one of Scrap's ex-girlfriend's friends.
Ugh.
And they were talking about how she walked in on him. I'm not going to mention any names, but she walked in on him, and then the whole conversation started about, you know, why guys do that, and whether when they're with a girl, and if it's appropriate. What do you think? If you're with a girl, do you think you should still keep doing that?
Oh, we're talking about that.
We're talking about that.
Oh, you're talking about that. Yeah, you know, you still got to do it, man. It's still, you know, it's still a natural thing.
It's ingrained
thing.
In us,
it's ingrained.
You know?
And we were talking about this the
other
night. I
think it's like taking a shower. You have to do it ritualistically to get it done.
A little coffee, a little breakfast, and a little of that.
A little of that.
A little of that. Yeah, you got to do it. You got to do it.
Speaking of, really quick. So last week, it's actually really funny. Last week's show, I got a call or I talked to my cousin's kid who's a... kid through marriage, right? She listened to the show last week,
uh-huh.
Right? And they all listen. My cousins listens to the show. My like a lot of my family listens to the show. And then it got me thinking, like, what did I say? What?
Oh, yeah.
What did I say? So, like, what are some things, like, we just had Thanksgiving. What are some things that you wouldn't say in front of your family?
Oh, geez. And there's probably a lot.
Yeah, but, like, what are some taboo things? Like, I feel over the years, I've really, like, those taboo things have started to dwindle.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I just don't care. I mean, I think my family kind of knows my status, you know?
And what is your status?
Just, you know, just a drifter. you know, not clean shaven.
A drifter who's about to get a new apartment. Is that what you're
getting
about?
A new apartment. Yeah, I'm. There's a good, solid.
What's the chances? What's going on? Tell me all about it.
Well, listen, I told this guy. For those of you who don't know, the lady and I were thinking about. Well, actually, we are. We're doing it.
You're doing it. We're making. Give me a pound on that. Give me a pound.
It's good. We got a good place.
646-915-9228.
646.
That's good.
915. 9228.
That's good, because when I point at you and mouth, do that too, you do it. That's awesome. So there you go.
I'm like a little pet monkey.
You are.
But no, we got a sweet place, and I told the guy, like, it's interesting, like, when you go there to apply for an apartment, like, I was like, listen, I don't look good on paper. I was like, financially,
you do not look good on paper.
I do not look good on paper. But you know what? I've never had late rent. I've always paid my bills on time. And you know what? I'm a good tenant. And check this out. This place has a huge backyard, bro.
Right. A lot of parties in the backyard.
Parties in the backyard. Green thumb in it. I want to plant some bushes.
I want to see the bushes that you plant.
The bushes are going to be.
You're going to manscape these bushes?
I'm going to manscape these bushes. It's going to be sick, dude. We'll have you over. Dave and Giggles power hour out in the.
A power hour in the backyard. You're going to drink beer again. I'll drink milk. That will do. One more time. We'll get Curtis back, old show.
Maybe we should do it three different liquids instead of beer, milk, and coffee. We'll do like soda. We'll get Jersey Josh for soda.
Jersey Josh for soda. I don't even know what other drinks there are. We should get Four Loko. Mm. A little Four Loko.
Do you hear about that guy that like beat something? No.
What happened? Tell me.
This cop was called on a guy, domestic disturbance, because he beat the shit out of somebody because they had like 2 Four Lokos and just started hitting people.
Jesus, I did not hear this. Tell me about it.
Well, the Four Loko, I don't know if you know about this, but it's this new drink. They're trying to pull it off the shelf.
Well, they already did pull it off the shelf.
They did.
Yeah, I've heard that there can be no more sales of it, I think like December 1st.
Really?
By the distributor. Okay. And then it has to be off the shelf by January something or other.
Right. Well, I mean,
so if you can find them, grab them. You know, if you like them, find them and grab them.
Oh, store them up for the winter. Sure. I mean, that's all I want to do is be snowed in, just drinking caffeine and
fucking
alcohol.
Four Loko.
Punching people, you know? Well, like, you know, and somebody had a good argument. They're like, listen, these type of things, like, people shouldn't just be idiots. That's why we can't have, like, cheap drugs in America, you know, if you want to go get antibiotics, because people are idiots and they're going to take 400 of them and they're not going to have an immune system anymore.
Sure.
You know, so it's like...
That's why they got prescriptions for things like Vicodin.
Right. That's why I can go out to Duane Reade and buy a bunch of cans of, you know, Ready Whip and do Whippets until my face falls off.
Sure.
But am I going to do it?
Probably.
Probably, yeah. But
646-915-9228.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, you can't really...
You go on.
You're here? Were we connected?
I'm listening. We're connecting. We're not disconnecting, that's for sure.
We are... I just think that most humans, the general consensus of people are pretty dumb, and I think I just said general consensus of people, so that kind of makes me a little dumb.
Well,
the general
you are a little dumb. I think it all comes down to, I really do believe this, individually we're not dumb,
no,
but as a group we're idiots.
Oh, we're,
you know, like, you take any group and they're a bunch of morons. You know, it's why I really have a problem with religion. It's why I have a problem with, you know, groups.
Hair cutting.
The salons.
No, I hate
whatever.
Those. A bunch of groups of ladies just getting their haircuts and their nose.
Sure.
Noses, what are they? No, toeses. Getting their toeses painted. Toeses. Noses and toeses. Jeez. Play me a little. Jeez. You got a little Wonderland music? I need a little something.
Wonderland? You need a little Wonderland? Where's our producer?
Oh, you know what? That's a good question. Our producer is seeing some wussy-ass music tonight. I think it's the Spring Standards. Loves them. It's like chick rock.
Just loves
it. It's like almost borderline.
Who's he saying?
The Spring Standards.
What?
Do you have
that?
The Spring Standards?
But I'll play some girl music.
Wait, let me find. I should find it. Once you play that girl music.
This is for you, buddy.
Oh.
You know, talk all you want about Katy Perry, but she's pretty hot.
She's really hot.
She's got something going on, you know?
Yeah. Is this Katy? Oh, this is like this is old school.
This is old school.
She's had like a new release. She's
I'm
had
sure
like a
she
second.
Has. 646-915-9228. Give us a call. Let us know what's going on. So, what's going on with you? I know you were sitting there writing up a whole bunch of stuff. What is going on? After this call. Call, you're on the air. What's going on, buddy?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. How you guys doing?
We're doing
good,
all right.
Man.
What's going on with you?
Good, good. What do you guys think of Tiger Woods a year anniversary of Tiger Woods getting hit in the mouth. The president gets hit in the mouth. What do you think about that?
I didn't see that the other day. He got 12 stitches, right?
12 stitches, yeah.
Yeah, playing basketball, man.
Tiger.
Now, all right, let me ask you this. What do you think the person that gave the president the upper lip, do you think he's like, oh, my God, I gave the president a shot in the mouth. I feel so awful. Or were you like, I fucking kicked the president's ass, motherfucker. What do you think he was like?
Dude, he went home and he's high-fiving everybody. He's
totally high-fiving everybody. You know he's like, I just fucking kicked the president's ass, bitch. Yeah, he totally That's was. It. That's what I would be doing, at least.
Caller, what's going on? What's happening? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Actually. Nice. Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Liquidale.
Fort Liquidale. What's happening in Fort Liquidale?
Well, you know, we're just chilling here, hanging out on the couch.
Nice, nice. What's the weather like down there?
The weather's beautiful. The weather's beautiful.
Yeah. What? Give me the one con about Fort Lauderdale, or if there's two cons, give me a pro and give me a con about Fort Lauderdale.
The pro is the weather, that's for sure.
All right.
The con is Fort Lauderdale.
It's Fort Lauderdale, yeah. It's Fort Lauderdale. You know, I've been there. I've lived there a few years, and it's almost cool. Like the beach and the weather is great.
Almost cool.
It's almost cool. You know.
Almost cool.
It's almost cool. So, Carl, you got big plans for New Year's?
I got great plans for New Year's.
All right. What are you?
All the way.
What are you doing?
I'm going to fish, baby.
Oh, nice. Fishing. Going to a little fish. Where are they playing?
Fishing at MSG.
You're coming up here for MSG?
Yeah.
All right. Maybe we'll get you in studio. Come on in. Hang out. Have a couple drinks.
All right, guys.
I like it.
Good night.
All right, buddy. You gotta like fish.
Good call. You gotta take that phone off. What are you doing?
It's jailhouse.
It's jailhouse. Have jailhouse call in.
You know what? His internet's out. His internet's out. He's all right.
He's a downtrodden man. The internet's going.
Downtrodden man.
His statuses are just like, you know, just anger. And just frustration. You know.
No, I don't have him up. You should go through the list or something. It's hilarious. It's a good man. He's a good man. He's not listening though.
He's
so
not listening.
He's a jerk.
Oh, what a jerk! All right, let me play a little bit of this.
What do you got?
This song's called "Goodbye, New Day."
Who's this?
It's the Spring Standards.
Oh, you got the Spring Standards.
Turn it down a little bit. All right, this is a redheaded dude and a chick that looks like an Amish chick.
Oh, the Amish.
Who's playing like two instruments at the same time? All right, hold on.
Check 1, 2.
Let's play a little bit. This is where our producer is right now, listening to these jerks.
All right, I can't take it.
Let's give it 30 seconds.
I got red hair.
You know what? I'm not even gonna do it. You know what?
What, buddy?
It just makes me mad. You know,
it makes me mad.
He's the one that says, you know, you guys have no commitment, and this is why we can't keep a producer.
Does he say that? I don't think he really says that. I've never heard him say that.
No.
He's actually pretty good. But that was horrible. Ugh. Is he coming back tonight, or is he out? He's out, done for the night. Spent. We just got finished doing a short with him. Why don't you describe to the people how that shoot went?
You know, I'm not going to tell like in detail how it went, but it was good. I think we did a shoot for the listeners at home the other day, and actually yesterday, and it was a long shoot. But you know what? Nobody got paid, but that's cool because we all like said, all right, we're going to take a Saturday and we're going to do this. I think I just wanted better delegation. I wanted somebody on sound, strictly sound, somebody on video, strictly video.
You are really dumb.
Yeah, go on.
You know, and here I am trying to be an actor, which was going terribly, you know, and I was having to worry about the camera and lighting and all this other stuff and sound. And I was just driving, you know, I was driving the car.
You were driving. That was driving. A nightmare. We had a window up to, or light up to the window, and you couldn't see.
I thought we were going to die. I felt like I was going to hit a pedestrian.
It was good times, though. I had fun. We stayed there a little longer than I thought we would, but it's all right.
We had fun.
I was supposed to go to a possible birthday party for Big Grizz John, so happy birthday to that guy. I know he's listening.
He's probably sitting around with his cats having a little birthday cake.
Having a little birthday cake somewhere. All right, so what else you got if we want to move on here?
All right, so I don't know if you guys know this or not, but on TV right now, on TLC, which is, I guess it's called the Learning Channel. It's a Discovery Network.
Okay.
Shameless plug. Sarah Palin's Alaska.
I have not seen any of it. Have you?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I have not seen any of it.
I've watched the other day I watched about 10 minutes of it, and then today I watched 30 seconds of it, and I had to turn it off because you know what she was doing?
What was she doing?
Clubbing a halibut. They were halibut fishing. Like, they put her in these things where they're like, you know, they go on a glacier and they go fishing.
I thought you meant she was clubbing, like she was out at the nightclubs.
No. She took a black billy club and they pulled this halibut up and she's beating it.
But that's how you kill a fish, though.
Right. But, I just can't.
You just don't want to see her clubbing an animal.
I want to see
her clubbing
an animal. Like,
wow.
I don't know if this is helping or hurting her career.
Because
you know the bitch is going to run for president. I shouldn't have called her a bitch. She's not really a bitch. She's just an idiot.
You don't know.
I don't know her.
I think any way you look at it, it's helping her because she's staying in the spotlight. Like, her name recognition is through the roof. Like, she can
everybody knows her.
Anywhere she wants.
Almost as good as Dave and Giggles.
Almost. But I did hear that she got some kind of fine from the Parks Department or something because she did something wrong and she aired it and... I don't know all the details about it, but I find it hysterical that she went ahead and did something illegal on her show and got busted for it.
Oh, totally. I want to find out if she's got, like, cutting room, you know, what do you call it?
Well, I'm sure she's like, executive producer.
She's executive producer. Yeah, totally. She's like, I said golly too many times. Maybe I won't do that, you know? Like, ugh. Pisses me off.
Caller, you're on the air. Caller, are you there? Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Hey, are you guys still talking about Sarah Palin?
Oh, yeah, we're talking about that.
Seems like it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I talk about her a lot.
Okay, what do you talk about?
Is this Rob again? This is Rob again. Call it again.
Just let him go.
Is that okay if I call twice?
No, you can call totally as much cool. as you it's want, totally buddy. Cool, so what do you like about Sarah Palin?
What do I like about Sarah?
Exactly.
Okay. Nothing.
Yeah. All right. So the other hand.
I have a theory.
All right. Go ahead.
It's
a Rob show.
I have a theory. And can I call her something?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get anybody in trouble.
No. This is all on Rob. Go ahead.
Barack Obama won the election with a lot of rhetoric. Okay, love the guy, but he won with three little words. Yes, we can. All right? I believe...
Yes, he did.
I can cause Sarah Palin to lose 2012 with three simple words. All right?
Give it to us, Rob. We're waiting on our edge of our seat here, buddy.
Bated breath.
All right. Dumb fucking cunt.
Fair enough.
To vote, just think that in your head. Dumb fucking cunt. That's all she is.
I think you should start the whole, like, internet campaign. I think it's going to go far. I think it's really going to go far. I think a lot of people are going to, like, really tag on to that.
I started an internet campaign.
Yeah.
I have started an internet campaign.
What's the website? Plug it.
I draw dicks all over her face. it's just my...
Oh, this is Perez Hilton.
It's coming.
So Rob, let me ask you this.
Not exactly.
Okay, Rob, let me ask you this. What are you doing besides, I mean, okay, we can all say that she's a DMC, you know? She's a DMC. We can all say that. But
nice,
what
nice.
You like
that? Nice.
But what are, you know, that's great and all. Everybody thinks she is, most people. But, like, how is that going to help anything? You know what I'm saying? Like, how is that going to not get her elected? You know? I mean, I think we got to attack it from a little bit of a smarter angle. Because right now you just sound like a hick. Yeah. Well, you know.
I am a hick.
Well,
I am a hick. I'm a hick that's going to cost her thousands of votes.
Yeah?
See? We're talking about rhetoric here. I mean, let's face it. Our president won the election with yes, we can.
Right.
More rhetoric.
DMC.
DMC. I like it.
DMC. You know? I'm sick of watching presidents get elected because they're rock stars.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what else are they?
Watch her get elected because she's got big tits.
Sure. What else are they? But, I mean, do you think that, I mean, in our society of politics, do you think they actually have as much power as you think as they let us to believe they have? Or are they puppets?
Well, I mean,
I believe in, you know, executive, legislative, and judicial forms of government. You know?
Sure, yeah.
I believe that we have three separate entities running our country. I don't want to turn your show into a political show.
No, no, hey.
We're here for you, buddy. We're here for you, Rob. But don't you think if our country is so divided right now that you have all these judicial and all these branches just like tying everything up together. We're just in one big fucking knot. There's really not much we could do except for maybe like split this country right in half.
Well, I don't want to spell out my political beliefs too much because, quite frankly, they are radical.
Shut up, Deb.
But I will say this. I mean, if you put the right people in power, I mean, we could stir the pot enough. I mean, the Democrats could flat out take over. I mean, they really could. It wouldn't be 49-51. It would flat out be they would take over. You know, and like I said, that's a whole other show for you guys, I promise. but... you know, it's just one of those situations where, I did a whole video about it and everything.
Well, plug the video
and then we'll move on.
Yeah,
send it to us.
Plug the video and then send it to us at daveandgiggles@gmail.com and we'll post it on our site and we'll all talk about it next week.
Yeah, but the only thing I really want to impart to you guys, since you guys were talking about Ms. Palin, I'm going to say it again, I'm sorry, dumb fucking cunt.
DFM, DFC.
That's all I want people to think. DFC. That's all. I'm going to sell T-shirts. I'm going to get a Ferrari as a result of this. So.
All right. I like it.
Sweet. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you for calling again, Rob.
All right. Thanks, Rob. Have fun down there in Florida.
I got something for us, Dave.
All right. Give it to me.
What do you got? Firma Transceptor Technology. This is for you. This is for Rob. This is for all of us.
This is what you put.
You know what? This is true. We've got the power, Dave.
We do have the power.
We do have the power. We really don't have the power, but if there's enough of us,
are you talking about me and you?
Well, we have the power.
We have the power.
I'm just saying, as like a, you know,
I'm not sure what you're getting at. You sitting over there with your little scotch, your new fresh haircut, and a possible new apartment coming.
I've got the power.
So, are you going to get joint checking accounts?
I'm trying, dude. I'm trying so hard.
Because she's got more money.
Shut your mouth. You shut your mouth.
Oh, man. She's going to dump you so hard. One of these days.
Who's the reacher?
Who's the reacher?
Who's the reacher?
All right. So, last week we talked about... Can you turn this down? Last week we talked about you having a daydream book. Did you keep that up?
Nope. Yeah. I thought of it once.
All right. What did you have?
And I was like... Somebody was talking, and I, like, you know what I do when I get distracted?
Okay.
I fold my ears inside my earlobes. You know, like this, like you can see.
That's what you do?
I've noticed it, and I think I, oh, this is really bad. This is like a tell. It's like a poker tell. But if somebody, I always did it during second grade, because I remember being in a Jeep on the way to school.
Okay.
And it was really cold, and I remember being, like, putting my earlobes in my ears. I was like, this feels good, you know? And so now it's just kind of turned into a tiny
Wait, where habit. Were you? Where it was cold?
In Florida.
It was like cold in Florida?
Florida gets cold sometimes.
Does it really?
Mm-hmm. Global warming.
Global warming.
So I...
caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh,
hey.
Hey.
Hey. McGee, what's happening?
Plan B McGee.
Nothing. What's going on?
Nothing much. What's going on? You listening to the show?
I've been listening a little.
About 15 minutes. All right, fair enough. That's good enough. Half the time we've been on, but
yeah,
it's cool. All right, where are you at?
Our show, and, you know, I'm in Dayton, Ohio.
Dayton.
Tomorrow, good old Dayton. And then we're going to Bloomington, Indiana tomorrow.
Nice. What show are you on right now? Plug your show.
I'm on Cirque Dreams Holidays.
With a Z.
Because, that's the way the circus does it.
That's the way the circus does it.
Yeah, and this weekend we're coming to New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Nice.
I like
you
it.
Should,
very excited.
Well, I think Deb's going to go to your show. She's going to bring her kid. Maybe one of them.
Oh,
one of the kids.
Awesome.
Yeah, there are actually there should be some tickets under your name for her, right? Can you get some comps for her?
Who are you talking to?
For Emily.
Me?
Oh God.
Can you get comps? Get some comps.
I don't think I can get any more comps.
Because you don't like
Deb. It's been a nightmare trying to get comps.
Really?
This is a very tight company.
No pun intended.
Tight.
I'm not saying.
Tight.
I'm not saying anything. Gymnast.
Hey. What's what?
So I got a voicemail from Giggles saying that we're going to be neighbors.
Yeah, that's if my credit goes through.
It's not confirmed. He's got bad credit. He's got people running his name all over town. It's really ugly.
They're gonna have to use Mrs. Giggles' credit because she's got better credit than
she
you.
Does have better
Giggles
credit.
She's gonna save your ass a million times in this process.
So Em, how was Thanksgiving on the road?
How was what?
Thanksgiving.
Oh God. It was a little depressing. We traveled, and then I've made friends with the guy with the PlayStation 3, because that's the smartest thing to do.
Nice.
So we played zombies. We played Call of Duty.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good zombies. One. The new one?
Like, the new one, Black Ops.
That's a good one. I've been playing
sick.
It is sick. You're right about that.
We played and drank beer and played that for probably three and a half hours. And then the hotel gave us, like, a little dinner with turkey and stuff, but it was in, like, a conference room of the hotel.
Ugh.
And we thought it was going to be, like, a restaurant, but it was kind of awkward.
It was no good.
We had to pay for it.
Oh, yeah, man.
The food was good, though.
Good. What was all right? Here's, here's something that interests me. What is, like, going back to, like, having a Thanksgiving with your family or where you were, what is the best staple Thanksgiving dish?
What is the what?
Best Thanksgiving dish that's a staple to you. Like, there's always your number one.
I'm trying to piece together what you're saying. Like, the best Thanksgiving food?
The best Thanksgiving food, the best side dish.
God. Well, we always had to have mashed potatoes for me, and I didn't want homemade mashed potatoes. I wanted the boxed potatoes because
they're
the best. Like the flakes of potatoes.
Oh, that's terrible.
I hated when they were homemade.
Ugh.
It's like all chunky with real potatoes. I want flakes. It's smooth.
Flakes.
Imitation butter taste. It's the best.
Man.
Turkey. You gotta have the turkey. Cranberry sauce shaped like a can. Cranberry gelatin.
Sure.
Not very natural side dish.
White trash.
I don't know.
Yeah, she's white trash.
So white trash.
Stuff that thing.
My grandma used to make some bizarre thing with cornflakes and marshmallows and yams.
Oh, that's good. I've had that before. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that was. Like,
I think really marshmallows on anything, like yams you know, like mashed. You can put them on anything, and they taste wonderful.
Little boys.
Oh, it's totally good. I loved it because I was like, it's marshmallows, yay.
Yeah, totally.
For dinner.
All right, Emsmiki, we're going to let you go. But thanks for calling. When you get back over here, we're going to have a big party. We're going to do you right.
What?
Exactly.
You keep saying that.
I know.
I'm not comfortable with it.
I think she's in.
Oh, man.
She's in.
Hey, Ems, we love you. Hey, good for calling in. I think we're getting a following. I think, you know, I'm seeing a pattern here.
Little pattern.
We got Weird Ohio Dudes and Emsmiki.
Emsmiki. All right, kid, we're going to let you go. We'll talk to you later, though.
All right.
That's our new theme song. Just let that play for a minute. Soak it up.
Was it a very good transition?
No, you're not a very good producer. What do you want me to do? Just rock it out, man. What is this, Rick Rolling Me? Is that who this is?
Rick Ashley. You know what I hear about this guy?
What?
It's like, this is a white guy? Everybody thinks that this is a black guy.
Well, I think that was like 4 years ago when Rick Rolling was really a big thing. Everyone realized he's a white guy and they're like, oh, that's funny. Let me send this to people and think of something else. Give you up. Never gonna say goodbye. Your interpretations
are
amazing.
Never gonna run around and desert you.
Amazing.
You like that? It's pretty good, right?
It is. 646-915-9228. Let us know what you love about Thanksgiving, your favorite food, your worst favorite food. You know what I don't like anymore? I've grown to realize.
What's that? Girls?
Turkey.
Turkey?
I'm not a big fan of turkey.
I like dark meat. I love I love dark meat. The other day,
does Miss Giggles know about this?
I've told her. I was like, listen, I just want a little dark meat.
Everyone's
just
a little lie.
Dark meat dark before meat. We lock this down, and then we'll be cool. You know,
just lock it down.
Just lock it down. But the other day, Ryan Airy, our producer, who's MIA
is it
right
Airy
now.
Airy or Ray?
I think it's Arian. Ryan Arian Nazi.
I could see that.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
He's not here to protect himself.
Nope. But
fuck you, buddy.
We killed a rotisserie chicken the other day. Actually, I was eating a rotisserie chicken, and I felt so sorry for him that he came in like, you know, he's kind of weak and frail.
He's a little weak and frail.
He comes in, and he's like, oh, chicken. And I was like, yeah, you want a little bit? And he just devoured it.
Devoured it.
Just devoured it.
Devoured it. Two dudes.
Chicken and scotch.
Well, that was my point. I think chicken is way better than turkey.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? Turkey's so like... just kind of dry.
It's dry. Like people even if you get a moist, like good well cooked turkey,
yeah.
Still dry. You need to put something on it. It's just
oh, and then chickens are so plentiful. They grow them in factories.
Oh,
you know.
Sure. And now they're plump and full of steroids
yeah.
And
oh.
Fertile wonderfulness just. That makes girls from 4 years old start growing breasts. It's all a wonderful thing.
It's good. It's really good.
All right, 646-915-9228. Give us a call. Let me know what's going on.
646-915-9228.
I like it. You just follow me.
Yeah, why not?
I really like it. All right, here's an idea I had the other day. You have access over there, so you come in when you're ready with it.
Okay.
But who is
that's what she said.
The best
you need to turn that off.
No, it's all right. It's cool, buddy. It's cool.
It just
who is the best singer songwriter for sing along music?
Ooh.
646-915-9228.
Mr. Bojangles?
I can't even just you make me so mad sometimes.
Singer song I mean, you know, Don McLean. Everybody loves American Pie.
American Pie's good. Yeah, it is good.
But you know what I don't like about American Pie?
What's that?
It's like this will be the day that I die. When you uh-huh. sing it and you're like driving, you're like, what if I veer off the road and kill myself?
Sure.
You know, F you, Don McLean.
F you, Don McLean.
Freaking jerk.
Totally true. I think when you get down to it, probably the best would be the Beatles.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
You don't really get better.
No.
You listen to this. Listen to this. I mean, this isn't even their best, but it's still so good. So good. And even when you get into their solo stuff, George, phenomenal.
Yeah, he's good.
They're such good songwriters, but there's so many other ones. 646-915-9228. That's our number, isn't it?
646-915-9228. Give us a call. I
sure.
know you're out there. What else are you doing? Seriously?
What else are you doing?
What else are you doing? You're probably playing on Facebook, listening to us, being like, these jerks. You know what? They have a radio show. I could do a radio show.
I could
show.
Do a fucking radio
I
show.
I wanted to do a radio show when I was in college. You got a beer?
I'm out of beer.
I don't know if I can give you Ryan's
no,
last
beer.
You know
cool.
what? I probably
don't worry
could.
About it.
I probably could
don't
give
worry
his
about
last
it.
Beer.
I don't want it.
He buys Hefeweizen. Who buys Hefeweizen?
Thin, weak,
thin,
scrawny,
frail, Ohio dudes.
It's so hot in here.
I opened the window.
It's it, like your heat pumps so hard. That's what she said.
All right. Question for you.
All right.
And this is for the listeners at home.
Shut up, Deb.
Just, yo, gosh. You know what? Just constant buckets with you. Constant
yeah.
text. All right. Favorite insurance guy. You know the commercials on TV. You've got the Geico doc. You've got that douchebag State Farm guy. You know, the guy that he's got the dimples and the weird part in his hair, almost like you.
What are you talking about? Who?
The State Farm guy. The guy's like, you know, hey, State Farm. Jenny
oh,
here's
that
a State
guy.
Farm. That,
I think he. I don't know if he counts though, because he only has that one commercial.
He's got like five of them.
Does
now.
He?
Yeah.
I've only seen that one, which is really funny because that commercial, he's at a restaurant, right? Right, that one commercial
with
that I'm thinking
the one
of.
Shot one.
The one shot
yeah,
one.
But there's other
in,
ones.
Yeah,
there's
yeah,
other
but
ones.
The one that gets me about that every time I see it is that you have waitresses in that commercial, right? Who are probably in real life waitresses, and then when they go to their mom, they're like, "I got a gig. What are you doing? I'm waitressing."
Oh my god!
Oh, you got to feel bad for them.
So you got that douchebag. You've got Flo, who sometimes I just want to hit in the mouth with a billy club, like a halibut, you know, Sarah Palin style.
Sure. And then, well, you also had the credit check guys who are now replaced with another band.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't see that?
No, I'm getting my credit check tomorrow.
Oh, shit. God, you're fucked.
Is there a way I can quick fix it?
No, you can't quick fix that shit. You're done.
And then you got the black guy, the president dude, that got shot in 24.
Allstate.
Allstate. Who? I don't know if I get this, but like, if you play the president on a TV show,
sure,
you can't be an insurance person. Because you feel like you should trust that guy. You're like, he's the president.
That's why they got
and
the
was
guy.
In, what's it called? The crew? What's that show?
I have the no
unit.
Idea.
The unit.
He was in the unit.
As like a leader.
Sure.
So I trust that guy being like, that's well, this guy can, you know. But you know what I think is my favorite? Is the, is it Nationwide? Who's the guy that he's jumping on the tree and he's like, he's mayhem? Who's that guy?
Who's jumping? Oh, that guy.
That guy.
Yeah. He's like, I'm the 12-year-old little girl. Yeah, those are really.
I'm
those
the 12-year-old girl, little girl that you crash into a car because you're looking at her walking down the street. You know,
it's really terrible.
It is pretty terrible.
Those are good commercials. I don't know who that guy is though. Who is that guy? Is he actually from something or is it just this commercial?
Yeah, I think he's just. I mean, he's that's probably nice. From something, but this commercial is the most. You know.
I like it.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, once you get labeled as that guy. Like Jared from Subway or that nerdy douche from the Verizon commercials, you get labeled as that guy. You're like, oh, you're that guy. Oh, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
It's true.
Dude, you used to be fat.
All right, so here's the question. Would you want to be known as that guy or never even make it to that stature or just have your own life?
Well, I think being known as that guy, like Jared and the guy from Verizon and Flo and all these other guys – are just laughing on the way to the bank.
Oh, totally. They're
making serious
bucks. But that will dry up.
Oh, it will dry up. But also, you know, I mean, what else are you doing? Are you going to make any more money being a freaking, what?
Being something else? Or waitressing.
And is that really what's important? Making money?
I think in our society, the answer is yes.
Like, it's a status thing, right?
Status. Well, sure. What else is there? If you hear, all right, here's a quick question. If you hear someone.
What you're doing with that mic stand is really kind of. It's a little bit
like
seductive.
It, you?
You're stroking.
Stroking the mic.
The listeners at home, Dave is. He's kind of stroking it. He's vatting it. He's doing it. That.
He's doing that in it.
I think he hasn't vatted it in a while.
What was I just talking about? You totally cut me off.
Yeah.
You
I'm glad I cut
bitch.
You off before you you vatted
I
all over
I can't remember what we were talking about now. Here's another good sing-along song. You really, really son of a bitch. I don't even know what we were talking about.
You were talking about being that guy.
Yeah, but I don't know what we were talking about.
Because you got that on the brain. Freaking A. All
right, what do you got on your sheet? Because you totally fucked this one up.
Secondhand smoke. I don't know if you know this or not.
All right, give it to me.
Supposedly kills 600,000 people a year. 50,000 people in the U.S. So this brings me to the point, like, when I'm walking down the street, I don't smoke cigarettes.
Nope.
I'm walking down the street, and somebody just puffs a big cigarette, and I feel like I just get hit with a cloud of smoke, and I do this, like, ah!
Why do you do the ah?
Because
that's like a little girl.
It's right in my face.
So what?
I'm just like, what are you doing?
So, all right, so what do you think? Do you think that there shouldn't even be smoking on the streets?
No, I mean, like, if people want to smoke on the street, smoke on the street, but, like, don't smoke, like, as you're walking up the subway steps. You know, sometimes I just want to, like, push a person down the stairs because they're smoking.
You're an evil son of a bitch.
I get these rages.
You
sometimes.
Do get rages.
You get rages.
I see you get rages. So, all right, so where's an appropriate place to smoke?
Like a park or just not downwind of somebody or upwind of somebody.
But, I mean, wind changes. What do you want
to do? It does, but, like, I don't know. Can't they make cigarettes that don't smoke?
Smokeless cigarettes?
I mean, they do have them. I saw this guy the other day. He was doing one of those smokeless cigarettes, and he looked like a crack addict because there was no smoke. And he's like,
"Well, did he light it with a cigarette or a lighter?
No. It didn't have a lighter. He just like
sucking
on this little like cylinder. And I was like, he's like,
he needed it bad.
He's just getting the nicotine. I was like, you look like a fiend.
He is a fiend.
Have you ever kissed a smoker?
Oh, totally.
Yeah. It's nasty. Right?
Well, I mean, I think kissing a smoker right after they have a cigarette, terrible.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, I don't think it really is a big thing except for that 5 to 10 minutes after you smoke. But it's what about kissing a drinker?
Yeah, you get that like booze breath.
You get the booze breath. What about kissing a some girl you just woke up next to? You don't even know who she is.
You don't even know who she is. You don't kiss her.
You don't kiss her. You don't kiss her.
You get out of there. You move all of your furniture out there and leave her in an empty room.
Jesus.
So she wakes up and she's like, "Where am I?" Good show.
Good show.
Good show. Shit.
You look good.
So. I would love a Four Loko right now for a producer.
I wish we had a Four Loko right now. All right, before you go to that, I'm going to give you the second tradition of joke of the week. Would you, a woman says, would you like a cup of coffee? And the guy says, no thanks. When I drink coffee, would you like a cup of coffee? No thanks. When I drink, I can't sleep. And the guy says, huh? In my case, it's the other way around. When I sleep, I can't drink.
That's a joke?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
That's a joke.
Wow.
What are you going to play?
Amazing. I got you something. Hold on. This is going to bring us into our next topic. La,
la, la. Wait till I get my money right.
What happened?
I don't know. You cut it off. Wait till I get my money. What are you doing?
It's YouTube. Stop it.
Why are you playing YouTube?
Because it's... this is terrible. All right, forget it.
You totally fucked that one up.
Forget it. You know what? I don't like the guy. I don't like Kanye. I think he's an idiot.
But I think he's an idiot.
I think he has good songs. Like sometimes I'm driving the boom truck around.
In here.
Why don't you crack the window?
The window's open. No, all right, go on.
You know, sometimes I'm driving the boom truck around and I listen to a Kanye song. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, you can't tell me nothing. What? Smell my exhaust. I'm in the boom truck.
But when you drive around, your biggest favorite thing to listen to is like Jamaican reggae tone music,
mm-hmm.
which I don't understand. Explain that to me. What do you find so appealing about reggae tone?
You know, it's different. You know, I hate listening to stuff over and over again.
Like that's but music. Reggae tone, it's all the same. It's all
it is. They boom. It's like, not even that. What it's not it? Even that intense. It's usually like three chords, maybe two. Like bum dum bum dum bum dum bum dum bum dum bum. You know, and,
it's so
and
awful.
They bite. They bite music off of everybody. You know, I'm not like knocking Jamaicans right now, but
you are.
But they bite stuff from everybody. I mean, everybody they does do. Now, but they just sample it and you know put it through the mix.
It's awful. It's just terrible.
Like this jerk.
There he is. He sounds like 50 Tyson. Remember 50 Tyson?
Oh, 50 Tyson. You know, that guy blew up ever since
Tosh.0. Oh, I'm sure he did. You should Google 50 Tyson. Not us. If you're at home, you want to listen to something horrible, Google 50 Tyson.
You know what? I remember...
Hey, this is your boy 50...
Oh, wait, all right.
You did
but before that. We play it, before we play it, I remember when this guy came out, 50 Tyson... I was watching it. We were over at Curtis's place. And
we were.
And I said, look at this guy. And he might have had like 20,000 hits or 6,000 hits or something like that. Now, guess how many?
1.5 million.
4 million.
4 million hits.
And I think Tosh.0 really, you know, set it straight for this guy.
We'll Tyson, nah, same, but it's like, man, hit me up, though. My album is coming out in stores pretty soon.
I love
so
that.
So get up. And then it's hit gonna be popping though, you know what I'm saying? But I know you see, man, yeah. But hold on one second. Before
that.
I do it though,
I gotta hear his
what you make, this is my last video I'm gonna make out for right now. But here we go.
I don't know.
You guys see me all blue, all red, every day. I'm 50 Tyson. I'm from Northside Zone, Twin City, Minnesota. That's where I'm from. And I've been back. I put it on for my city, like, and ain't nothing. So we get the same. They call me 50 Tyson. I'm from the Northside Zone, Twin City, Minnesota. That's where I'm from. I ain't gonna say that I'm 50 Tyson. I'm from Northside Zone, Twin City. That's where I'm from. I ain't gonna lie, but I'm 50 Tyson. Tyson. I'm from Northside Zone, Twin City, Minnesota. I ain't gonna lie, man. I'm 50 Tyson. I'm from Northside Zone, Twin City, Minnesota.
Who is this guy?
I'm a ball player. I was born to be a ball player. I was born to be a football player. That's why I've been doing like athletic. I'm a sports my brother named Tony Jr. He's a football player.
Wait for it.
Four tracks. I ain't gonna lie, cause I'm a ball player. I'm ain't gonna lie. Hit me up. My album's coming out real soon. Hit me up. And I'm sweet 16. Right now I'm 16. And then next year I'll be. What? Yep. Yeah. Yep. And so then weird. I will be like. Remix. 17 all day. I will be 17 next year. Sweet 17.
We gotta stop. All
right, now
play
Kanye. And to me, is it that much of a difference?
No, but you know what? Like, at least Kanye's got good videos. This guy's with his little Nikon Coolpix putting in the.
But at least he's trying.
But he's trying. But you know what? His
caller, you're on the air.
Yo.
Yo, yo, ho, what's happening?
It's TJ Maxx, what's going on?
Yes, TJ, when you call, where's your caca?
Caca!
There
it
is.
I had a real... All right, now I know, it's official.
It's official, buddy, it's official.
It's official. I didn't think you heard me last time.
Oh, I'm on you. I'm on to you, buddy. What's going on? Give me the rundown.
All right. Not much, man, just home for the Thanksgiving holiday, Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma.
And, big sports time.
Yeah, it is. So big college sports.
Fun this weekend watching college sports and whatnot.
They love that shit down there. They
That's
really.
What's going on out here.
So who's your home team and who's who's your big rival?
So it's, the big game is called Bedlam, and it's Oklahoma versus Oklahoma State.
Ugh.
And,
fuck Oklahoma. Those days.
That's my team, and they won.
Nice.
Great game.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah. Nice. How's your fantasy football going?
And I actually had I tried tofurkey. My sister's a vegetarian, and she made a tofurkey.
Oh, how'd you like that?
Ever heard of that?
Yeah, I heard of that tofurkey.
Delicious.
You liked it, did you?
I'm impressed. I was impressed by the texture. It did not taste... When you just kind of like... You know, put a big plate of food. It just tastes all the same to me anyway.
That's true. I hate when they give me tofu and then they add on like furkey or add on like toe burger or something. And they just tell you that it's why don't you just say this is tofu, have it in a sandwich. Or this is tofu, have it with your turkey dinner. You know, like just give me the basics. You don't have to change it up for me. I know what it is.
You just want a slimy cube of tofu.
Exactly. That's it.
I'm totally opposite from you, man. Give me tofurkey any day. I do not want a slimy cube.
Well, I hate tofu to begin with, so any form is pretty awful for me.
So TJ, tell us what's happening, because we are just shameless pluggers here. What's happening for the TJ Maxx Band? Sure. What's next? What's the new deal?
We actually came out here. Yeah, we came out here on tour. It was great. I hired my guys to come out here, and we played a little tour through Cincinnati and Oklahoma City, and
nice.
We actually went up through Tulsa as well. And then I basically kind of got paid to come home for Thanksgiving.
Nice.
So
very nice.
That worked out.
That did work out.
Yeah.
Nice.
So we played some shows here in Oklahoma City, and I'm back in New York.
Oh, you're back?
Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
He's back Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday.
For all of December.
Nice. We got to get you in studio again.
We have a big show on December 11th, actually.
Why don't you come in before that and plug the show?
Pie Boys.
They're playing with Pie Boys, December 11th.
Why don't we get you and Pie Boys in the studio before the show to plug it?
Oh, I'm into that, man.
All right.
I'm into that for sure.
Let's do it.
I can guarantee maybe 12 people coming to the show from coming to our show. To listen to our show.
And you got to know that those 12 people got 3 people listening.
Oh, yeah.
True.
Oh, yeah.
True.
Oh, yeah.
I like it. All right, so before December 11th, we'll get you in here, and Pie Boys.
All right. That's happening.
I like it. I really like it.
All right, boys.
All right, buddy.
Ka-ka!
Later, buddy. He's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
Play a little bit. This is a little bit of...
All right, why don't we go out with this? We're about at the end of the hour.
It's not the best audio that I've ever gotten, but...
No. Christmas. As this plays out,
yeah.
Well, you're not here next week.
No.
So we'll do best of next week.
Best of.
Best of. So you'll be able to listen, but you won't be able to call in.
Yeah.
So still tune in 10 to 11.
10 to 11, Sunday night.
You'll get a best of, and it'll be so best of.
It's going to be the best.
It'll be the best of the best of. So I think we'll bid adieu for tonight. What did you do?
I tried to bid it down. Oh, we're not. I bid it down. I tried to take it down.
You're unbelievable sometimes.
We don't have a producer, and I'm over here writing
you are trying
audio levels. Doing good. I got some stuff going on.
Yeah, you are. you're a real son of a bitch.
Are we out of time?
Yeah, we can go for a little while longer if you want, but we'll cut it.
Let's cut it.
Yeah. We should do that every show. Threaten to keep going, but then, yeah, we'll cut it.
Hey, listen, this is a Giggles reach out for you guys that are listening. So next week, I don't know if you heard this, but we're going to do a best of show because I'll be out of town Sunday night from 10 to 11.
So what are you going out of town for?
Shooting a wedding down in Florida.
Shooting a wedding.
Shooting the shit out of it. Oh my gosh, I'm going to be up in that bride's face. She's going to be in the bathroom trying to go to the bathroom. We're like, yo, let me get this. This is good.
Do shoot the wedding, do you go before when she's getting ready?
Yeah, do that stuff. Because they love that.
You ever see her like getting ready?
Like just see the boob?
She's bent over sleeping on the the chair in the gym. You see the thong?
Terrible. So we're
going to bring it all back around.
We're going to do a best of show.
Do best of.
On Sunday. We want to thank our callers. We want to thank our listeners. And we want to thank you. And hey, listen.
What's that?
This is a personal request of
mine.
Talking
to me?
Talking to you and talking to the listeners.
All right.
If you like our show, tell somebody about it. All right? Yeah. You know, right now, our listenership is loyal, but it could be bigger.
Sure.
Could be so big.
And also send us an email.
Yeah, Dave and Giggles.
Go ahead, give it to him.
Dave, D-A-V-E, and A-N-D, Giggles, G-I-G-G-L-E-E-S, @gmail.com. Send us an MP3. You can do it on Facebook too.
Sure.
If you're a band or you know a band that wants some airplay, we'll play it.
Sure.
We don't care. You know what I'm saying?
Send us a link. Send us whatever you want to send us. Send us some things that you'd want us to talk about. Yeah. Send us questions that only Dave and Giggles could answer.
It's true, because right now it's us.
Yeah,
it's we don't have producers. I don't have a producer here right now.
Look at us right now. We're here all by ourselves. We're doing it. We're rocking it. We're loving it. All right, so that'll be the end for the. What do you say we go get a beer after this?
Yeah, I like it. Good idea. I have to show you something.
Oh.
Question.
Oh, you know what? We forgot to talk about your music video.
You said.
Oh, man.
Good
show. Oh, man, I really wanted to talk about that, too.
Really good. All right,
we'll do it
2 weeks from now.
Shit, I forgot.
Hey, listen, this is heartfelt, but I want to say thank you.
All right.
Because I know the people out there that are listening right now, they care. They really do.
They do.
Good show.
All right, good show. Hey, later,
Dave,
guys.
You look good.
You look real good.
Idly hey.
Go home.
Doodly-doo.